Previously on Lost.
Right now, this is our priority.
And how did you come to be on this island? Yeah.
The ship slammed into rocks, ran aground.
Hold on a second, dude. You want what now?
You want to make snowballs?
He wants you to hold the bamboo tighter. Think.
Hey.
Hey. How's it coming?
It's coming.
As long as nobody sabotages this one as well, huh?
I got people standing guard 24/7. Nobody gets near this with or without intent to burn. Hey, listen, I was thinking, chances of a passing ship spotting this raft out there is pretty slim. We could use something to send out a distress call to any ship that might be close. Like an SOS?
Okay, well, look, I'll ask Saeed, but I mean, even if he can make something like that, he's not going to have anything to power it with.
Didn't Saeed say that crazy French chick had batteries?
Absolutely not.
I'm not asking you to go. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Dude, we're just trying
You really think that she would give up something she needs for survival to a total stranger?
All I'm asking is for you to tell me how to find her. That's it.
I was brought unconscious to her camp. When I escaped, I was disoriented. I don't know how to find her.
Don't know, dude, or don't want to?
Saeed, look. You've got her maps and her papers. Now, you thought that they were pointing to something.
Well, I was wrong.
Well, maybe they're pointing to her.
Look, I don't even know what these papers mean. For all I know, they could be the ravings of her disturbed mind. Song lyrics mixed with equations. If this map is pointing to her, then you should know she resides here, in this area. She gave it the name. Territoire France. Shannon translated it. It means dark territory. Does that sound like a place you'd like to visit?
She won't help.
I didn't say that. I'll build a distress beacon, but I suggest you find another power source. There must be something in the power.
Swing your partner, do-si-do.
Hi.
Oh, well, what are you
and
doing
sure
there?
When you cut the
action. Momento, mama, just taking something out.
I hope you're not watching those G-string mujeres again.
Look, Ma, we talked about this. You want me living here, you gotta respect my privacy. No, I'm not.
Look at you. It's Saturday night. A grown-up man sitting at home watching TV. You should go out. Try to find yourself a nice woman.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
At least try eating better. You're gaining weight again.
With the mega number 42. And that makes tonight's mega lotto jackpot drawing 4, 8, 15, 16, and 23 with the mega number 42. Whoever has those numbers has won or will share in a near record jackpot.
That's right, Mary Jo, because this is the 16th week without a winner.
You awake?
I was just wondering that myself.
So that French lady, she wrote this stuff, right?
Hurley, it's the middle of the night. What do you want?
Nothing. Couldn't sleep. And I got curious. You and Shannon, you guys have been trying to figure out some of this stuff, and I was wondering what, you know, you guys figured out about this stuff.
What stuff?
I don't know. But take these numbers she wrote down a bunch of times. Got any idea what it means?
I thought at one time there might be coordinates of some kind.
Coordinates, yeah. When you first found her, the French chick, you said you saw a wire or something on the beach. You followed it and it led you to her?
No. It led me into a trap, she said.
The place is probably close, right?
Why are you suddenly so interested in Rousseau?
I'm not. Just, you know, making conversation, dude. Sorry if it's a bad time. Good night.
How'd you come up with the winning numbers? Any significance?
Oh, they just, sort of came to me.
Why don't you introduce your family?
Oh, yeah, okay. This bashful beauty is my mom, Carmen. Come here, Mom. And this is my brother, Diego, and his wife, Lisa.
Woo! We're rich!
Nice, dude. Ignore him, he's an idiot. And, oh, you gotta meet this guy. This is the greatest guy I know, my grandpa Tito. He's worked three jobs for... How long has it been, abuelito?
52 years.
52 years. He's 70 years old, and the closest thing that he's had to vacation is when they put a pacemaker in him 4 years ago. So the first thing I'm going to do with the money is finally give him the rest that he's earned. And that's really what it's all about for me, to be able to do things for the people I care about. Because I really... put my family through a lot recently, and well, this way I can make it up to them. You know, maybe even buy my mom a new house, and maybe after my grandpa comes back from his cruise, we can, you know, get to do some of the things that we always wanted to do. Grandpa? Hannah? What? I'm not doing anything. What? What?
I'm just saying good morning.
Oh, right. Morning. Sorry, I was just...
You going somewhere?
Me, no. Well, yeah. Just thought I might take a walk. Maybe scope out some new fishing area.
Oh, well, hang on, I'll come with.
That's okay. No, I could use a little bit of the fresh water. Dude! I could really use some alone time right now.
Sure.
I'm a big guy. I get dehydrated easy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Claire! You got a second?
Yeah, sure.
I was wondering if you were free to help me with a little project.
Me?
Yeah. I'm building something. I could use an extra pair of hands.
I'm nearly 9 months pregnant. I can barely water the beach.
Could you hold a saw?
Yeah.
Can you move your hand back and forth like that?
Possibly.
You're perfect. Come on.
So, what exactly are we building?
What is it? Where's what?
The map. I told you it won't help you find
her. Oh, slow down. I don't have the map.
What makes this worse is that you won't even do your own dirty work. You get Hurley to do it for you.
Wait a minute. Hurley.
He was in my tent last night, quizzing me about Rousseau, about numbers she wrote, how I came to find her.
You don't know anything about this, do you?
Charlie, you seen Hurley?
A couple of hours ago. I'm just heading out for a walk.
Acting like a loon, I might say.
My God, he's going after her.
When are you going to be back?
We can catch up to him before nightfall. Why? Are you worried about me?
Well, what if I am?
Saeed! You ready?
I'll be fine.
Everybody with me, drinks on me. Hey y'all, who you came with? Who you leaving with? This my line, everybody with me. Hey y'all, who you came with? Who you leaving with? Everybody with me, drinks on me. Hey y'all, who you came with? Who you leaving with? This my line, everybody
with me. Hey
y'all, who you came with? Who you leaving with? Is that your name?
Where are you taking me? You know very well I don't like surprises.
Are you gonna like this one, Ma? I mean, after everything you've been through? Like Grandpa?
Dios lo tenga en la gloria.
Is that the funeral?
Mm-hmm.
While the Aguilar getting struck by lightning? Man, that was a freak storm. And Diego moving back home after Lisa left him for that waitress?
Don't mention that whore to me.
I'm just saying, you deserve something good to happen. You know, ever since I won the lottery, it's like we've had nothing but bad luck. Like, I don't know, the money's cursed or something. Ow!
That's blasphemy! You know very well we are Catholic. We don't believe in curses.
Jeez, Mom, I'm just talking. Okay, we're almost there. Here, put this on. Give me a hand. Careful.
No, you be careful.
You're stepping down.
I can't see anything.
Okay, now, take off your blindfold.
Oh.
And get a look at your new dream house.
Ay, my uncle. Ay, my uncle.
I said you could take off your blindfold.
Why did you make me put that in the first place? Hugo, do I smell smoke?
Oh, crap. Hang on, Ma. I gotta call 911.
You said that I broke my ankle.
Drop the phone. Move away from the vehicle.
No. It's the house.
Do it now. Turn around.
No such thing as curses, huh, Ma?
You have the right to remain silent. If you give up that right, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Yo! French chick!
I would think you'd be happy. Every one of your stocks is up. Your interest in orange futures skyrocketed after those tropical storms hit Florida. And you are now the majority shareholder for a box company in Tustin.
A box company?
Mm-hmm. They make boxes. Lucrative business. Everybody needs boxes. Which reminds me, your sneaker factory in Canada?
I own a sneaker factory in Canada.
Well, not anymore. It was destroyed in a fire last month.
Of course it was.
You might have read about it. 8-something people died. But the good news is we overinsured it. It's going to yield you a windfall of cash. And when we add in the generous settlement from the LAPD for your false arrest, you've almost doubled your net worth in a few short months. I still can't imagine how the police mistook you for a drug dealer.
Bad luck.
Hugo, you are not the first lottery winner to believe the money's brought him nothing but trouble. It's all in your head.
What, you don't believe in jinxes? You know, curses?
I'm an accountant. I believe in numbers. Hey, where'd you get them anyway?
What?
The winning numbers, what'd you use? Somebody's birthday. Phone number.
No, it's nothing. It's just something that I...
What?
That's it. It's not the money, it's the numbers. The numbers are cursed. Dude, don't look at me like that. I'm not crazy. This is real.
Come on, Hugo, listen to yourself. The numbers are cursed. You know there is no such thing as a... want to hit that a little harder?
Well, I'm sorry. Is my building a wrap to get us rescued bothering you?
At the moment, yeah.
Why aren't you helping?
I am helping Short Round. Keeping watch for arsonists.
Walt's got a point. You could pitch in. Seeing as how you've already bought your ticket.
Hey!
If you try
it
like I told you, if you try it like I told you, the thing would still be together.
I don't know what it would do, man. What is your problem,
Paul? He's never going to speak to me again.
He just needs time. I humiliated him.
When the raft sails, do you think he's going to leave with them? I don't know.
Move! Hey, what are you doing?
Do not move. You're standing on the pressure trigger. If you take your weight off it, it will release that.
Oh, man.
We need to find something to replace his weight on the trigger.
This is weight. How are we going to do that?
Hey, don't move!
Hey, everybody, just calm down.
Can I drop the wire?
Maybe I find a rock or
something.
Drop the
wire.
Really?
No!
I can make it.
Hurley, don't move.
No. I can get out of the way. I'm spry.
Oi!
Hurley, stay
Oi.
Put.
No, wait.
Hurley. Hurley! Hurley! Don't even... Hurley!
Hurley, what the bloody hell's wrong with you?
Nothing.
What are you doing out here, man? I came to get a battery.
Hurley, seriously. What's going on?
Nada. You guys coming?
You all want to go? Fine. But perhaps I should take the lead.
Excellent notion.
Lenny. His name is Lenny. Or Leonard.
But you don't know his last name.
Look, I just need to talk to him for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, but if you can't tell me the patient's name, sir, I can't very well look it up.
How many Leonards are here? Can't you just type in Leonard? I mean, the guy's been here for, like, ever. He knows me.
Our records are private, sir. If any Leonard...
Dude! Do not do that right now! Leave the bowl for another time, man. Five minutes. All I need is 5 minutes.
Hugo? Oh, hey, Doc. It's good to see you. What are you doing back here?
I don't remember you and Leonard being that close, Hugo.
Yeah, well, we hung.
I'll leave you gentlemen to it then. Good luck, Hugo.
Hey, Lenny. Remember me? Hugo. Hurley.
Well, I was just, you know, in the neighborhood and,
Look, Lenny, I gotta know. What did the numbers mean?
4, 8, 50, 40, 4, 8, 50. Come on, Lenny, give me something. Anything. Where'd you get the numbers? that why you're here, Lenny? It's because of the numbers? Did they do something to you? Because I think they did something to me. I think they turned me into a jinx. Bad news to everyone around me. When I tell people I think I'm the cause, they look at me like I'm nuts. They don't believe me. But I know. Ever since I won the lottery with those numbers.
You use those numbers to play the lottery?
Yeah.
Hey, you shouldn't have done that. You've opened the box.
I what?
You shouldn't have used a number.
Why not?
It doesn't stop. You gotta get away from those numbers. You gotta get far, away. Do you hear me? No, don't you understand? You gotta get away from it, or it won't stop.
Lenny, try it.
Wait a second. I need some answers.
Sir, you need to step away.
Lenny, the numbers. Where'd you get them?
Sam Toomey. He heard them.
Who's Sam Toomey?
He heard them in Calgary.
What's Calgary?
In the town. Where are you
supposed to go?
In Australia.
It stops here. It goes into the ground. This poses somewhat of a problem.
Guys, you should come see this.
Whoa. Mention anything about a bridge.
I never saw this before.
There's no way she could have built this all by herself.
No, but her team could have.
Or Ethan's team. Hurley, what are you doing?
Relax, I'm just going to check it out. You guys should stay here.
Hurley, get back here!
Dudes, chill. Charlie.
Hey!
If he can do it. You okay?
I'm okay. Woo! All right, you two stay put right there. We're gonna find a way around, and we'll meet you there.
Nah, screw that. You guys stay. There's a path right here. Charlie and
Hurley, will you shut up and listen to Jack? He said stay put. You're acting like a bloody lunatic.
If this weren't the middle of nowhere, I'd say you were lost.
Hi, is this Sam Toomey's house?
It is. I'm his wife.
Was he around? Because I'd kind of like to talk to him.
I'd like that too. But Sam's been dead for 4 years.
Your husband worked with a guy I know, Leonard Sims?
That's right. They served together in the U.S. Navy. That was Leonard. Still in the service.
He's retired. Anyway, he told me about Sam hearing something.
Oh. You're talking back the numbers.
Yes.
The numbers, exactly. Do you know anything about them?
Sam and Leonard were stationed at a listening post monitoring long-wave transmissions out of the Pacific. Boring job. Sam hated it. Nothing to do but listen to static, night after night. Till one night, about 16 years ago, there's something in the static. A voice comes through. A voice repeating those numbers over and over again. A couple of days later, we're at the fair in Calgary, and some wally there's got this jar. Must have been big as a pony. And it's filled to the rim with beans. Phil is offering $50,000 to anyone able to guess how many beans are in that jar within 10.
Sam used the numbers.
Yep. The answer was exact to the bean. Men had been running the same scheme for 40 years. Nobody'd ever come close. So we won the money. On the way home, a pickup truck blows a tire on the highway. Hits us head on. Lost my leg that night.
What about Sam?
Barely a scratch. Most people would consider themselves lucky. But not him. He was never the same after that. He started keeping a record. Anything terrible that happened to anyone around us, he believed it was all because he used those numbers. He moved us out here in the middle of nowhere, hoping it would stop.
Did it? Did he ever find a way to make it stop?
Yep. He put a shotgun in his mouth and pulled the trigger. What is it you're looking for, Mr. Reyes?
I use them. The numbers. To win the lottery. And now I think I'm under the same curse.
Curse? There's no curse.
But you just told me...
You think I'd still have my leg? If Sam hadn't picked the right number of beans, you think that floods wouldn't have happened, that homes wouldn't have burned down, that people wouldn't have died?
Well, yeah.
You make your own luck, Mr. Reyes. Don't blame it on the damn numbers. You're looking for an excuse that doesn't exist.
It's a trap, right? For catching animals?
Pass me that cup, please.
Oh, what's this gunk?
Glue.
Well, where'd you find glue?
I made it out of rendered animal fat.
You made glue? Wow. And you should have one of those shows where you fix up houses for people.
I don't think so.
Thanks for this. Giving me something to do. I'm tired of trying to remember what happened to me out there.
How's that coming? Your memory.
Bits and pieces here and there. Nothing that makes any real sense.
Well, maybe I can help. I'm good at putting bits and pieces together. What?
This is familiar. This area. Close. How do you know? I thought you lived underground.
Jerk! What the hell was that? Hell of a security system. Somebody trips a wire and the whole place blows up.
There's nothing here.
The batteries?
Nothing.
I don't get it.
She knew. She knew that one day I'd come back and bring others. So she abandoned this place, booby-trapped it, and moved on.
Moved on where?
Jack! Saeed! Do we even know where we're going?
The blast sounded like it came from this way. I think.
Hey, you don't know! Dude, what do you want from me? What do I want? I want to know what we're doing in the middle of nowhere. And don't tell me it's because of some stinking batteries. One minute you're happy-go-lucky, good-time Hurley, the next eternal bloody curse. This doesn't make any sense. It's not you.
Dude, you don't know me.
Well, all this time on the island, you've told me nothing about yourself.
We all got personal stuff, dude.
Don't change the subject. But we're lost out here. Jack and Zaid could be hurt if not blown to bits, all because you're acting like some bloody nutter.
I am not crazy. I've got my reasons for
it. I think I have a right to know.
Okay. All right, you want to know? About a year ago? Is someone shooting you?
You must be the French chick.
Who are you?
Hurley. Saeed? That guy you tortured?
They were on the plane.
Look, I came here to find...
Oh, easy, easy,
easy. I'm just getting your notes.
Please, tell me why you wrote this. What do these numbers mean, please?
I don't know.
What? You don't know? Okay. That thing in the woods? Maybe it's a monster. Maybe it's a... pissed off giraffe. I don't know. The fact that no one is even looking for us. Yeah, that's weird. But I just go along with it. Because I'm along for the ride. Good old fun time Hurley. Well, guess what? Now, I want some friggin' answers.
Our ship picked up a transmission. A voice repeating those numbers. We changed course to investigate. After we shipwrecked, my team continued to search for the transmission source. It was weeks before we found the radio tower.
There's a radio tower on this island?
Yes. Up by the Black Rock. Some of us continued... search for the meaning of those numbers while we waited for rescue. But then sickness came when my team was gone. I went back up to the tower and changed the transmission.
A distress signal we heard.
Yes.
But the numbers. Did you ever find out anything about them? Do you know where they got their power?
Power?
They bring bad stuff to everyone around you. They're cursed. You know that, right? The numbers are cursed.
numbers of what brought me here. It disappears. They brought you. Since that time, I've lost everything. Everyone I cared about. So yes. I suppose you're right. They are cursed.
You have no idea how long I've been waiting for someone to agree with me. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I need to find Hurley and Charlie. Get out of this jungle. Just hate that we're going home empty-handed.
Shot at us. Hurley and me, we were looking for you when...
Who saw?
Where's Hurley?
I don't know. He was right behind me then. He just wasn't.
I'll go and find him.
No. We'll all go.
Go where? Hurley! What the hell happened to you?
Need a battery? She says, hey.
Think of a name yet?
Huh?
For the baby.
Haven't really thought about it. I was gonna give it away. You know, for adoption.
That must have been a difficult decision.
Yeah. Well, doesn't matter now. It's my birthday today.
Well, why haven't you told anyone?
I'm pregnant, single, and on an island in the middle of nowhere. Doesn't really matter that it's my birthday, does it?
I guess not. But at least your birthdays will be close together, you and your baby, and that's good luck.
Yeah? You think?
Yeah, I do.
You believe in that? Luck?
I believe in a lot of things. That should do it.
Okay, I give up. What is it? It's a cradle.
Happy birthday, Claire.
Thank you.
I know food's scarce, but you sure?
When you find the laundromat, let me know.
Back in the jungle, before we became target practice, you were going to tell me what inspired this little quest.
I think the plane crash might have been my fault.
Don't be daft. How could you possibly...
Hey, before we came here, a lot of bad stuff used to happen whenever I was around.
What, you mean like bad luck?
Yeah, that's... That'd be kind of, mellow way of describing it.
Early. Bad things happen. Planes crash. People die.
Dude, you really gotta let me finish.
You think you're the only person with baggage? You know what I was doing when the plane went down? I was snorting heroin. In the toilet. I was such a junkie, I couldn't even take a plane ride without having a fix. I suppose that was your fault as well. So how about it?
What?
I just told you the biggest secret in my life. Thought you'd want to reciprocate.
Okay. Back home? I'm worth $156 million.
Fine, don't tell me.
Dude.
I bare my soul. And all I get is bloody jokes.